Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur where we spoke about Shitas Haran and the Kiyum Mitzvah of Tashbisu. And we see what we saw according to the Ran, that when you do Bedikah, you learn from Psukim that the Bedikah is enough Minat Torah. But we saw in Rashi in a previous shiur, not the last shiur, but another shiur, that we don't learn from Psukim Bechlal that Bedikah is effective Minat Torah. That's why Rashi, at the very beginning of the Masechta, switches around the Diburei HaMaschil, like we spoke about that shiur. So the question is, if you don't learn from Psukim that you have to do Bedikah, so how you make the mitzvah of Tashbisu if you do Bedikah without Bittel? So Bishlam, you're not over by Rabbi Matze, because I'll be Svara. If you do Bedikah, so you're not over by Rabbi Matze, because it's not Matzvi, it's not available for you. But how you makayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu, according to the Ran, you did Bedika, that's your Tashbisu, you learn from Psukim. But you do Bedika Biur. But according to Rashi, that there's no, that it's not derived from Psukim. The Bedika is not derived from Psukim, so how are you makayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu? And even if you find a little bit of, even if you take a little bit of chametz and destroy it, but who says you got it all? Maybe there's some chametz left and you're not mekayim tashbisu on a little bit of chametz. You only mekayim tashbisu if you get rid of all the chametz. So again, we're basing ourselves on the Torah of Hagaon Rav Moshe Chevroni. Recently, I ordered the Machon Yerushalayim Maaseis Moshes. It's just Ahava B'Tanugim, Rabbi Isai. Pashut Ahava B'Tanugim. I don't know how you live without this. So, super, super gishmak. Anyway, so Rav Chevroni explains as follows, based on the Ramban, who answers the Kash of Tesfis, Tesfis Dalet Omid Beis, Dibra Maschel Medai Raisa, and Rashi, who holds that Tashbisu of the Pasuk is Bittul Belev. Frak Tesfis, from Rabbi Akiva, who said Matzinu lahavara shi av malacha, that according to Rabbi Akiva, the only way to do Tashbisu is to burn it. So the Ramban explains, the Ramban answers that the mashmos of Tashbisu is both bittul and biul. It's biul. It's biul, like Rabbi Akiva holds, and also bittul belev. That's what Tashbisu means. V'hainu, shebapasuk ksiv be'etzem biur min ha'olam v'hainu sreife. When it says Tashbisu, it's telling us to destroy it, to remove it from the world. But from the fact that it says a lashon of Tashbisu, we darshan that if you're mevatel it belev, if you're mevatel the chometz belev, the chometz becomes ke'afr de'alma, ke'ilu saruf. It's as if it's burned. That's what the hashbasa belev does. So now, Nichashitis Rashi. Dere lefiza bekroksiv tashbisu gamma ide biur. Hainu biur min oilam, vechi tochen tashbisu min abayis korogil. Arei aide bedike. Im ken memela habeata kamola arad, im etzeis tashbisu mfurish betorg. She gamma ide bedike, shim badak vloy moza. Kie mitzis essay to tashbisu. So Rashi ends up like the Ran. Because if you go with the Ramban, the Ramban says that even according to Rashi, when it says in the Torah Tashbisu, it's Sreifa. So when you do, and it's also Bittul Belev. So when you do Bedika, we had asked that you don't learn from the Pesukim that Bedika is effective in the Torah. So how you makayim Tashbisu if you just do Bedika without bittel? Because bishlam abayir and bayir matzah, you're not over, because it's not matzah for you. But how you makayim the mitzvah of tashbisu just by doing bedika? So the answer is that you're makayim the mitzvah of tashbisu because you do the bedika. Meaning, if you, because either you do bittel belev, that's one way according to Rashi, you makayim the mitzvah of tashbisu, or you do bedika, just like according to the Ran. Because the bittul belev accomplishes the same thing that the bedika does. The Bittul B'Lev is makes it like itself. And the Bedikah also, you search for it and then you get rid of it and then you do Biur. It's not a kasha from Rabbi Akiva who says that it's Ayidei Biur because Tashbisu means both. Tashbisu means get rid of it either Ayidei Biur or Ayidei Bittul B'Lev. So that's what Tashbisu means according to Rashi. So according to Rashi, in order to get around Bayur or Bayu Matzeh, for that you don't need Psukim. That you do Bedikah, and that's not Psukim, that's Svar, it's not Matzeh for you, like we spoke about in that shir. But to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu, how you Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu, that you do get from the Pasuk, because that's what the Pasuk Tashbisu means. O Bittul B'Lev, O Al Yedei Bedikah and Biur. Later on, 10b, it says, Rabbi Doimer Boitkim Orli Yadalid, Yadalid Shachis, Ubishas Habiur. You do Bedikas Chametz, night of Yadalid, morning of Yadalid, and Bishas Habiur, three times. My time, Rabbi Yehude, Chizb, Rabbi Ravuna Adami Tarbayu, Kenegat Shalosh Hashbasis, Shabbatoira. What's his reason? Because the three hashbasos in the Torah, le'irel chachametz, shivasam le'irel chachametz, v'teichem, ach v'yom shem tashbisu. So it's hashbasa three times, le'irel chachametz, shivasam le'irel chachametz, v'teichem, it's two. And three, ach v'yom shem tashbisu, mainly you have to have three bedikas. Connected the three times the Torah says to you, get rid of your chametz. So, Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna hold, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they have to check the chametz three times. Rashi explains shalosh hashbasos, shalosh l'shaynos shel hashbase, three l'shaynos of hashbase, ri'iya, mitziya, v'hashbase. Lo yiroi l'chametz, shem esam sol lo yimotze b'vateichem, v'yam vishun tashbisu, ma shedgashti, ri'iya, mitziya, v'hashbase. Az yesh la'ayin, zeh Rashi. אז מה הוסיף בזה רשי בפירושו? הרי מפורש בגמרא, הרי מפורש בגמרא ש כנגד שלוש השבוסויס, ולא הוסיף רשי אלא מה שכוסף שלוש לשיינס. בגמרא לא כתוב לשיינס. כתוב השבוסס. אז מה רשי רוצה ללמד אותנו פה? מה עומק דברי רשי? כשהוא אומר שלוש לשונות של השבתה, ואילו בגמרא לא כתוב לשונות, כתוב שלוש השבתות. אז נראה שכוונת רשי לפרש, למה צריך, לפי רבי יהודה, לבדוק שלוש פעמים? There are two lavim. One is lo yiro and one is lo yimotze. And then there's a mitzvah essay of tashbisu. And in the lav of lo yiro, ish mlachoket rishonim im ri'iya mamash. Hainu kishiro ha'chometz over b'lo yiro. Or af she'no re'a kol shematsui lirot, k'mo shekotev ha'rosh. Zat omeret, the two lavim is lo yiroi. There's another, what's one lav is lo yiroi. Another lav is lo yimotze. There's a mitzvah say tashbisu. And lav lo yiroi doesn't mean yiriya mamish. That's Rashi 21a, Dibur Maschil Vitonale. Or, you don't have to mamish see it as long as it's available to be seen. It's seeable, it's visible, as we say in English. And that's the Rosh in the first Perek in Simen Tes. אז לפי זה נראה, אומר הגאון רבי משה זצ"ל, לפרש כוונת רש"י כמין חומר, שגימל השבתות כנגד גימל לשונות של השבתה. ראייה, מציאה והשבתה. והיינו, שבבדיקה אחת, הווה רק בדיקה שטחית, שאז החמץ לא יראה כבר שמוצנע קצת. בדיקה שנייה, גם לא יימצא. היינו, כיוון שבדק פעמיים, הווה מוצנע יותר. שלא במצוי לא החמץ, כמו שדיברנו באחד מהשיעורים הקודמים. ובדיקה שלישית, נגד תשביסו. ותשביסו, הרי צריך שלא יהיה לו חמץ ברשותו. לכן בבדיקה שלישית, הווה בחזקת שאין כאן חמץ, ומקיים גם תשביסו. So what do we have over here, sweet friends? We have three different things. We have the first bedika is a more of a superficial bedika, and that's makayim the lo yeroe. Now it's not going to be seen anymore because, you know, you looked around. It's not going to be seen. You got rid of any chametz that would be visible. Then you do a second bedika. That's the lo yimatzei. Now it's not going to be matzui because you did a more thorough bedika. Bedika yoter yisodit. Ve'achakach yesh bedika shlishit. V'ze tashbisu. Maze tashbisu. You don't have any chametz left. And therefore, once you do the third bedika, it's becheskas, there's no chametz, and you're also makayim tashbisu. Ze kimin chomer biur divrei Rashi al ha-chidush shel Rav Chisda v'Rabba bar Rav Huna. Ve'achshav yesh la'ayin. Lefi Rabbanan de pligi al Rabbi Yehuda. The rabbis argue with Rabbi Yehuda. And they haven't gehalten, as they say in Spanish. Speak Spanish. I actually studied in a little village within the Dominican Republic for a little bit of my life. It's great. V'hamevin yavin. So, l'rabanan de pligi al Rabbi Yehuda, according to the rabbis who argued with Rabbi Yehuda, and hold we only need bedika once. Im svira lehu digam bebedika achat. Chazaka she'en kan chametz. O de svira lehu de bibdika achat. Have kemo le Rabbi Yehuda bibdika achat. So how do the rabbis hold? Do they hold that one bidika already creates a chazaka that there's no chametz here? Or do they hold that one bidika is like Rabbi Yehuda's one bidika? They just hold that since there's no Baal Yeroi, there's also no Baal Yematze, because it's not Matzu Lirois. Even though the Chometz is Matzu, you're not over, even on Baal Yematze. Ubefrat, right? Because it's enough. You know, this Baal Yeroi and Baal Yematze go together. So if you're not over on Baal Yeroi, it's not visible, so maybe you're not over on Baal Yematze either. Ubefrat, im nomar, shehalavin, the Baal Yerae, or Baal Yematze, have a hachoka doi raisa, shlo yovel oichloi, kashitis kamari shainim. In fact, if we say that the lavim of Baal Yeroi and Baal Yematze are harchokis, their job is to distance one from not eating the chametz, like numerous Rishonim hold, and we have a number of shiurim, Mirtzei Hashem, which anachnu mit'atidim, להעביר אם השם ייתן כוח ומוח ושמחת חיים ואת כל האפשרויות הכלכליות ואחרות. זה הכל תלוי בשם, בעזרת השם, אבל יש שיעור להסביר אם בעל ירוע בעל ימוסי זה איסור עצמי, is it an intrinsic issur, or is it just a הרחוקה, that you shouldn't eat חומץ. So if we say that the lavim are just a harchoka, so you can say that the lav of lo yimotze, she'im yimtze yavo lidei ri'iya, she'ira yavo lidei achila. If you find it, you're going to see it. And if you see it, in other words, if it's available, if it's matsui lecha, then you're going to come to see it. And if you see it, then it, you chas v'shalom, will come to achila. Chas v'shalom could come to achila. L'chein, kevan shemutzna, she'eno matzui lirot, gam bebal yimotzeinu even. So memela, if it is hidden enough that you can't see it, so you're not over in bal yimotze either. So again, Marav Rabbi say, the rabbis who argue with Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold only need one bedika, is it because they hold that one bedika is enough chazaka shein chametz, or no? Their one bedika is like Rabbi Yehuda's one bedika. It's enough that it's not it's not visible. It's not visible. You're not gonna find it. It's not so available for you, and you're not gonna come to eat it. You're not over by Yematz either. But the Rakhamu Atzad Arishon. Et Chachamim And also Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yehuda over there, who explains Rabbi Yehuda, oh, Kamar, that either you check the night of the 14th or the morning of the 14th, or B'Seich HaMoed. And holds Pamachas HaChezak HaShem Chametz, and if you check a second or third time, Gamkin lo yimatzeim lo matzah pam rishayna. In other words, the assumption is, according to the rabbis we're saying now, that pshat is that you're not going to see if you, one bedik is enough. One bedik is a chazaka, there's no chametz. Raya lezeh midivrei tosfot, daf yud amud alef. Tehem afilu rameh odam ilo ilim rechaz kastum v'naf gemil ala tarish anas lo agav apoch agav bedika kemit shabadak lo matzah ma yaseh. Yimet zuchu lezor pam shnei anami lo yimtzah. Tehispa says, what's the point of checking a second time? Once you check a first time, he didn't find you. You're not going to find the second time either. So it's mefurish, according to Tosis, that according to the rabbis, when you check one time, that's enough. That's like Rabbi Yehuda. That's like Rabbi Yehuda's three times. You're not going to find it. That's the most thorough. So that would then be pshat, according to the rabbis. So that's the machlokes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in order to, that should be a cheskalka, there's no chametz, you need three bedikas. According to the rabbis, cheskalka, no chametz, one bedik is enough. Akopanim, according to Rav Chia, Chizda, and Rabbi Arafuna, we see that the tashbisu of the pasuk is aide bedika. Because they say that Rabbi Yehuda says that there are three bedikas that are said in the pasuk, three hashbasas. And how do you do these three hashbasas? By doing three bedikas. So you see that tashbisu was alidei bedika. And we saw before, the previous shir, that shitas haran, they could be mekayim tashbisu alidei bedika. And we prove that according to Rashi, you could do Alpi the Ramban, you could do Tashbisu Ayde Bedika, O Bittul Belev, O Ayde Bedika, O Biur. And now we see that's even the opinion of the Amoraim, that Ayde Bedika, you're Mekayim the Tashbisu. So, Merv Rabbi Yisai, there's obviously so much more to say, and Ritz Hashem, please stay tuned for more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.